Vignette number 39 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. A student told Suzuki about an experience in which he had dissolved into amazing spaciousness. "Yes, you could call that enlightenment," Suzuki said. "But it's best to forget about it. And how's your work coming?" That was Ken Sawyer. And happened at the City Center in 1970. This sort of thing has come up in some other mini podcasts. Suzuki's not wanting people to cling to peak experiences, try to reproduce them, you know, doesn't work. Ken and Elizabeth Sawyer, his wife, they run the Back Porch Zendo in Occidental, California. It's walking distance from downtown Occidental, north of San Francisco in Sonoma County. And they're doing a sitting. She just was writing me. They're going to do a sitting. I mean, maybe it was already this weekend, this past weekend, or maybe it's this coming weekend. And they have things where people actually come, not Zoom. And they have plastic tatamis outside, and people are apart. I think that sounds good. There's also, if you go sit there, you can see the Buddha Mama Burl, and it is beautiful. Elizabeth and Barton Stone made this. I think Barton Stone did most of the woodwork, but they both put a lot into it. It's a big burl. God, I don't know what type of wood it is right now. It's all written on. Look, if you go to Cuke.com, just write Back Porch Zendo on the site search box. And you'll see. I can read you a little bit about the Buddha Mama Burl. It's great. "We decided to keep the roots as the halo behind the figure, which Barton and Elizabeth are still making prototypes for." That was an early... that's an early picture before there was any burl. Oh, I mean, it's really good. It's really good. It says here, "Barton Stone and Elizabeth feel strongly about depicting the Earth Witness Mudra in the Buddha Mama." Literally, Bhumisparsha translates into touching the earth. It is more commonly known as the Earth Witness Mudra. This mudra formed with all five fingers of the right hand extended to touch the ground symbolizes the Buddha's enlightenment under the Bodhi tree when he summoned the earth goddess Shivara to bear witness to. I pause because it's Shavara. He paused to bear witness to his attainment of enlightenment. The right hand placed upon the right knee in earth pressing mudra and complemented by the left hand, which is held flat in the lap in the jhana mudra of meditation, symbolizes the union of method and wisdom, samsara and nirvana, and also the realization of the conventional and ultimate truths. It is this posture that Shakyamuni overcame the obstructions of Mara, It is in this posture that Shakyamuni overcame the obstructions of Mara while meditating on truth. Huh. Well, I don't know why it says that. Because Buddha Mama isn't using that mudra. Buddha Mama has hands together in gassho. Huh. Oh, I bet I know. You know, I was posting about Back Porch Zendo decades ago. This is an old post before they'd done it and probably figured out that that mudra wouldn't work or something, or decided not to do it. But it was neat reading about it. Also, you know, when it says help Buddha defeat Mara, that's exactly the same to me as in the Bible, Jesus, wrestling with the devil. I don't remember how they said it. Arguing, fighting with the devil in the desert. And in both cases, it's talking about dealing with our own delusion. The devil stands for the self and ignorance and delusion. And so does Mara. I have a interview with Ken Sawyer on Kuke.com. It's pretty short. Says, as told to D.C. at various times, Ken was ordained by Katagiri Roshi as a priest. Katagiri also married him and his wife, Elizabeth. Ken is one of the people I've got a jinx with as far as keeping track of what they've told me. I lost a tape with him and Elizabeth and had to re-interview them. Ken and Elizabeth, yeah, and I lost one that I did with Daya and had to re-interview her. And I lost one I did with Mary Kualyana, but it was great. And she wouldn't redo it. That's one of my regrets that I've carried with me for a long time now. Their son Michael was born at Green Gulch Farm 8 days before Daya Goldschlags, and my son Kelly was born there. And Kelly and Micah grew up together till Kelly was 13. I can read the old interview. It's not long. Ken says, a few times I was Suzuki Roshi's Jisha during one summer in Tassajara, and it was such a powerful experience for me. I remember following him across the bridge on the way to Zazen and the Han going and him stopping on the bridge and looking up the creek, and I had a total sense that there wasn't any person there. He was totally merged with the creek. It was the summer of the Sando Kai lectures. I remember that Alan Marlowe was his Jisha, and they spent a lot of time working the rocks around what was going to be the founder's cabin at that time. Okzan and Alan and he and one or two people would be out there a lot working on rocks. I remember Suzuki imitating Okzan, that's his wife, jabbering. He'd go jabber, jabber, jabber every once in a while. Yeah. Well, she'd come out there and tell him, you're working too hard. Stop working. You should go rest. She was always worried he was going to die. And he did not long after that. So she was right. But, you know, this whole thing about rest and you need your rest. You know, you're getting old, you need your rest. Baloney. Don't know if that's good for you. You should get enough sleep, though. Anyway, and he continues, the big physical impression for me was the transmission ceremony, the mountain seat ceremony. He came in and his body was a brown mustard color. It almost felt like the body wasn't alive anymore, that there was just this incredible spirit carrying him. I'll never forget Katagiri Roshi's scream at his funeral. I came in at the time when he wasn't seeing newer students so much. I only had Dokusan with him twice. All right, that's it. You know, back there I said Suzuki without Roshi. That's because that's the way I say it. And he actually had just said he there, but I put in Suzuki because I thought it might be unclear. And now I think, oh, I should go back and put Roshi after because that's the way he was talking then. But too bad. Well, okay. I'd like to get Ken and Elizabeth in on a phone chat, maybe two of them, a little while later here, but we'll see. Anyway, they're old friends. They have been very, very close friends for, they're very close friends of mine through three different marriages. Through four marriages. And I'm in touch with them a lot now, these days. This has been a mini podcast from Cuke Audio. I'm your host, DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita and Feline Cuchita. And dear lovely Katrinka, wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.